I don't know too much about history, for they taught us only arts at the little school. But I think the Japanese government gained control over Korea at the end of the Russo-Japanese War, and a few years afterward made the decision to incorporate Korea into the growing empire. I'm sure the Koreans didn't much like this. Nobu went there as a part of a small force to keep things under control. Late one afternoon, he accompanied his commanding officer on a visit to a village near Seoul. On the way back to the spot where their horses were tied up, the members of the patrol came under attack. When they heard the horrible shrieking noise of an incoming shell, the commanding officer tried to climb down into a ditch, but he was an old man and moved at about the speed of a barnacle inching its way down a rock. Moments before the shell struck, he was still trying to find a foothold. Nobu laid himself over the commanding officer in an effort to save him, but the old man took this badly and tried to climb out. With some effort, he raised his head. Nobu tried to push it back down, but the shell struck, killing the commanding officer and injuring Nobu severely. In surgery, later that year, Nobu lost his left arm above the elbow. The first time I saw his pinned sleeve, I couldn't help averting my eyes in alarm. I'd never before seen anyone who'd lost a limb, though when I was a little girl, an assistant of Mr. Tanaka's had lost the tip of his finger one morning while cleaning a fish. In Nobu's case, many people felt his arm to be the least of his problems, because his skin was like an enormous wound. It's hard to describe the way he looked, and probably it would be cruel of me even to try. I'll just repeat what I overheard another geisha say about him once. Every time I look at his face, I think of a sweet potato that has blistered in the fire. When the huge doors were closed, I turned back to the chairman to answer his question. As an apprentice, I was free to sit as quietly as an arrangement of flowers, if I wanted to, but I was determined not to let this opportunity pass. Even if I made only the slightest impression on him, like a child's foot might make on a dusty floor, at least it would be a start. "The chairman asked if this is my first encounter with sumo," I said. "It is, and I would be very grateful for anything the chairman might be kind enough to explain to me."
"If you want to know what's going on," said Nobu, "you'd better talk to me. What is your name, apprentice? I couldn't hear well with the noise of the crowd."
I turned away from the chairman with as much difficulty as a hungry child turns away from a plate of food. "My name is Sayuri, sir," I said.
"You're Mameha's younger sister. Why aren't you Mame something or other?" Nobu went on. "Isn't that one of your foolish traditions?